It is time for Tribe Talk and Trivia with Curtis D. How did I? Normally Bobby D.
That's not bad.
But we're going with Curtis Danberg this morning. The Indians. Brought to you on AM 930 WELO by Dale's Market and Deli. 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. And we'll have a trivia question a little bit later. Winning some coming Tribe game tickets.
But can we give a clue?
No clues at this moment.
All right.
Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Well, we're doing okay. And as you don't know this, but when Bob's on Monday, he's the first time we put the phones on the air. And usually over the weekend, something might go wrong. So if at any time you can't hear what we have to say, feel free to tell you, I can't hear you.
Because I appreciate the heads up.
All right. Craig, why don't you say hello?
Hello, Curtis. Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Hey, right. we're working.
We're working. We're doing okay. Now, the Indians ended up with a four-game split against Oakland.
Yes, we did.
Kind of the same story we've seen in the past. Good pitching, not a lot of hitting. And now we start in the month of August. Terry Francona's post-game conference sometimes seems like a broken record, don't you think?
Yeah, unfortunately, that storyline is we haven't been able to shake it from day one, and it certainly proved the same in Oakland. Even yesterday, you know, bases loaded right in the first inning again. We couldn't, have that big inning, especially against a pitcher like Sonny Gray for Oakland. And even in the 10th inning, a chance to win to at least get the lead, and weren't able to do it.
Now, of course, the Indians are moving things around. A couple of players have gone. What transactions have we seen in the last week?
Well, we've seen a lot. We've, made three trades before the deadline. Sending out David Murphy, Mark Zibchinski, and Brandon Moss. So, bring in some younger talent. And really that did pave the way and open the door for some other players to get some time. So Jerry Sands has come back up. We've brought Lonnie Chisenhall back up from Columbus, and he's actually playing in right field now. And really has shown some great signs that he could play that out there. So, that was one of the goals, is to not only see if we can add some new talent, but also bring guys up and get a look at them over the next few months. And we might have to see a couple more players. Looks like Jason Kipnis might be having a DL too, which certainly won't help the offense. And we'll probably see the little Jose Ramirez at second base now.
Curtis, was Lonnie Chisenhall always a third baseman, or did he have some prior outfield experience?
When we drafted him, first-round pick, he actually was a shortstop. I think he's had very limited outfield. I think, growing up, he played a little bit, but he was mainly a shortstop. We converted him to third baseman. But the one thing he's always been is a great athlete, and I think we've seen signs of that to be able to throw him out in the outfield, and really hasn't had one issue at all. And he's going to see a little first base as well.
Well, that's one of the things. If you can have a player that's versatile enough to be able to plug him in where you have a need, it makes it a lot easier to fill out a lineup, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I think you've seen Terry time and time again. He loves players like that, and I think that was the big reasons why we got the talent in return for Brandon Moss, is he's a guy that gave St. Louis a need. Their first baseman's hurt. He's able to play first base, and then when he gets back, he can move in the outfield. So having that versatility really is key for a manager.
And it was good to see Jerry Sands back up here. Last time when he was back in, he was old as a hero for a short time up here.
That was one of the highlights of the year. Especially at Progressive Field, we haven't had too many things to cheer about. But that series when he came up and helped us win a couple games, and the whole crowd was chanting Jerry, 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 it was pretty cool. So hopefully we can get some of that magic back when we return home on Friday.
Something else coming up, the 2015 Rockin' Blast. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. 10 years of Rockin' Blast, 10th anniversary. So we're going to really celebrate the roots of rock and roll. If nobody is seen this show, it really is award-winning. It's a 20 to 25 minute grand finale. We synchronize music to video on the screen with the fireworks, and it is unbelievable. And we do all the video production is all done in-house, and it truly is amazing. But make sure to come down here, and we'll take you all through the whole path of rock and roll and really entertain the fans. So that'll be Friday and Saturday. It's presented by First Energy. Friday night we'll have our Sugar to Dollar Dogs. Will have $2 pregame 12-ounce Bud Light or Miller Lite cans from 5 to 7. And then on Saturday, 15,000 fans will get a Michael Brantley bobblehead courtesy of Progressive Insurance on top of the Rock and Blast 10.
And I can testify to the Rock and Blast. I saw the one with the Rolling Stones a season or two back. It was simply outstanding.
Yeah, that was one of my highlighted ones, and I think we're going to do, especially leading into it, kind of rehash and bring back all the years and some of the highlights of all the shows we've done in the past.
Well, the Indians are still out on the West Coast, the L.A. Angels, for, what do we have, three games against them before we head on back home for the weekend series against the Twins?
Three games, two night games and a day game. Those night games on the West Coast are tough, but if you can stay up tonight, you're going to see a phenomenal pitching matchup. Garrett Richards, one of the best in the American League, against one of our best, obviously, Corey Kluber. So it's worth staying up tonight, two more nights, and then 3 o'clock on Wednesday. Then they come home on Thursday for an off day.
Well, watching great pitching hasn't been too much of a problem if you're an Indians fan. Everybody steps up one after another. It's like 1-1A, 1-B, 1-C as far as your rotation is concerned. But it's going to be a three-game series against the Angels and again the Twins starting for the weekend series coming home as we begin the month of August. When we come back, Curtis will have our trivia question for us this morning as we continue on WEOL.
Start your day right. On your way to work, stop in at Dale's Market and Deli in Elyria for a cup of coffee and everything else you need to get through your Monday. Then start planning your next big blowout. Dale's Market and Deli provides fried chicken, deli, veggie and cheese trays, pastry trays, photo cakes, whatever you can think of for any special event or party. Just call or stop in. Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care.
Coming up on 7:30 at WEOL, Curtis Danberg filling in admirably for Bob DiBiasio this morning for the Indians. And now what's the trivia question this morning, Curtis?
Well, we've talked about storylines all year, and you mentioned pitching. So our starting rotation really has been incredible. And the question I want to throw out there is, how many runs has our starting rotation given up in the past 6 games? So how many runs has our starting rotation given up in the past 6 games?
And we will give a clue and say it is less than 10. And our number 322-0930, 322-0930 is the number. And if you're in with the right answer, our prize this morning is 4 tickets for the Indians game coming up on August 29th, which is a Saturday. It's a fireworks night. Also, the Yan Gomes jersey giveaway, August 29th. 4 tickets for yours if you know the answer to the question. How many runs have the tribe rotation?
I should say earned runs.
Earned runs. Okay.
As a clarifier.
Be very technical about that, though.
Yes.
How many earned runs have the Indians rotation allowed in the last 6 games? 322-0930 is the number. Curtis, thanks for sharing the time with us. Appreciate it this morning. And go Tribe.
Always a pleasure. Go Tribe.